Proclamation number 4336 of 15th of June, 1948. Earth School of the Spirit. Consider the Earth as a school of the Spirit, as an educational station for eternal bliss. Consider me as your teacher who cares about your education, who wants to shape you into mature, perfect creatures so that they can be active themselves in shaping what is still imperfect and therefore unhappy. Do not regard the earth as an end in itself but as a means to an end with all its creations, which are only the will that has become form and the sign of my great love for you and which are meant to help the imperfect being to attain perfection. And know that you, having emerged from my strength, remain eternally united with me, that you, as a part of me, can never ever be rejected by me, but that you must be perfect if you want to be active with me and in my will. And if you now look at creation with me in mind, consider that the whole of creation exists for you but that you yourselves are the center of this creation. The most highly developed work of creation endowed with intellect and free will and that you, as living creations, are constantly in contact with your Creator. Although the world appears large to you, you are the life in this world, for you embody the spiritual being which stands at the end of the earthly course as beings cared for by my love, which I want to draw over into the spiritual kingdom, which I want to make happy with my constant nearness. I do not leave one of these beings to its fate. Not one needs to do without my care and love. Every single creature can feel safe under my protection and bask in the rays of my grace. But it has to make use of earthly life, otherwise it will prolong the time of its earthboundness. Otherwise endless times can pass until it is mature for the spiritual kingdom, until it can dwell in the light, in my nearness and be blissfully happy. Earth is the school of the Spirit, therefore this must be taken into account, i.e., the Spirit must first be given the opportunity to develop. It must be given the opportunity to reveal itself to the soul, so that the human being will now live in accordance with my will. He must be instructed so that he becomes suitable for eternity. But he can constantly receive the instructions, for my love will consider people such that they will be able to fulfill their earthly task if only they have the will to do so. And thus I will present them with knowledge which completely corresponds to the truth and which will let them mature on earth if they accept it and use it accordingly. I myself will train your spirit, for it is part of me and establishes the connection with the Eternal Father Spirit if you don't resist and let me myself take effect in you. And thus you receive my word through the working of the Spirit as a sign of my love and as a means to your perfection. I myself speak to you, and if you listen to me you will inevitably ascend, you will recognize what you once were, what you are and what you shall become, you will successfully complete the school of the Spirit and be able to leave earth as beings of light and enter my kingdom and you'll eternally thank me for this school which shapes you into perfect beings again, which you were from the very beginning. Children of your Father from eternity. Amen.